Hi, everyone. Welcome to our first Community Solutions podcast. I'm Adam White.
I'm Warren Anthus. We're here to discuss policy for everyone who's a wonk and maybe some of those who are not. So this is DeWine's first budget.
Yeah.
I mean, why should people care about the state budget other than it's $70 billion a year worth of their money? You know, it affects everything. I think the takeaway that I had, the biggest takeaway, the thing I will remember and refer to is that chart that Director Corcoran had about the number of kids under five who are covered by Medicaid, where some counties have upwards of, what, 87%? And the lowest county with the best economy has 17% of kids covered. To me, you know, it just shows the influence the state has in this process that people may be not always paying attention to. So I think, I mean, you know, whether or not you're tuned into the budget, it's going to affect your life. And so hopefully, like, we can provide the right sort of information that not only benefits sort of advocates and others, but that understand that when we're talking about these dollars, when we're talking about the Medicaid program, what we're talking about is, you know, 9 in 10 kids in a county in southern Ohio. That's a big deal.
You know, I think with this particular budget, it's just a really unique and exciting time, being that it's the first new administration we've had in 8 years. And, you know, politically speaking, it's kind of akin to the honeymoon period you see in a new presidential administration where, you know, a new executive might come in with some key policy goals and have that small window of the first year or so to really push that through. And, you know, you see some of these really bold goals going into the budget that have huge implications for human service advocates.
Or like infant mortality or the opioid crisis.
These
like
crises that we've been grappling with so long.
Right.
And are finally in a place where, you know, we seem to be thinking more systemically about the root causes of these issues.
Yeah.
You know, the social determinants of health that we've spent so long hammering on, and there seems to be some traction in investing in long-term solutions.
I think a lot of people are not necessarily surprised, but there seems to be some pretty significant investments that are being made, particularly in health and human services.
Yeah, I agree. It's sort of a pleasant surprise for a lot of advocates, and he's really building off themes he spoke on the campaign trail within families and children, and then really hammered in his inaugural address about, you know, investing in these long-term programs and solutions for some of the systemic issues facing Ohio that might not necessarily pay off in the short run, but that he sees as being necessary for our health and human services future as a state. And these are big, audacious goals, and he's clearly prioritizing them in his first budget.
Yeah, I mean, his cabinet alone, like, I usually wouldn't use the term murderer's row to describe a health and human services cabinet, but like the people who are involved in some of this policy work, whether it's, you know, Directors Corcoran or Chris or the folks at Aging, et cetera, like these are some pretty, you know, talented, technically focused, policy-driven people. And just today with sort of the, you know, committee testimony that we heard a lot of detail, which is sort of surprising for me. I mean, this is the first budget for this administration. Just the Department of Health director was only hired, what, like 2 weeks ago? So to have that kind of clear vision, I think, really speaks to the caliber of people they have. All right, so I'm going to be honest and say, like, I haven't read every single line of the executive budget.
Anyone who tells you they have is lying.
Yeah, either that or they're overly caffeinated. But you know, have you looked at anything? Like, I really want to dig into Recovery Ohio, but I have not had the chance. And I know you're going to write about that soon, right?
Yeah, I am. I've been kind of poring over the high-level investments that have been proposed in Recovery Ohio, and it is quite a large dollar figure. The administration is proposing $200 million in new funding for investments spanning sort of the really systemic root cause issues that drive so many of the mental health and addiction problems we see today. You know, Governor DeWine's Attorney General did a lot of work on prevention, education in schools, and has proposed a $20 million investment in evidence-based prevention curriculum within Ohio schools. $56 million in increasing treatment capacity, including crisis response efforts, wants to create at least 30 more drug courts, which are an extremely evidence-based program for navigating people into recovery.
I know when we studied that with By the Numbers Forward with the Mental Health and Addiction Advocacy Coalition, like that was one of the things that was a takeaway, that these courts do a really good job of diverting people out of institutions. And I mean, regardless of kind of like where you are, that seems to be pretty popular, like
sure.
politically. Like you have, you know, conservative organizations, you have liberal organizations sort of like rallying behind this idea of sort of moving to community-based alternatives to in the correction system, which is good, right? Especially if you have a behavioral health issue, you know, whether that's addiction or, you know, some sort of mental illness, whether that's serious and persistent or not. I mean, it just seems to make fiscal sense, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think another theme we're seeing from the early days of this administration of the budget is this desire to bring diverse advocates to the table to figure out how to coordinate solutions across state agencies. So
mm-hmm.
we're seeing that with his Recovery Ohio Advisory Council, the Council on Home Visiting, and his proposals around multi-system youth, coordinate investments and policy efforts from the Department of Medicaid, from Mental Health and Addiction Services, the Department of Health, and has just seems to have a cabinet that's really dedicated to working closely together on these issues.
I got that impression too. I mean, multi-system youth, you have to, right? It's sort of embedded in the name, multi-system. We've written about that a lot, and you know, obviously we think it's a good policy area for the state to invest in because there's a high return. It's definitely a vulnerable population, and it's kind of consistent with the ethos of the Dwayne administration focusing on kids. So I'm excited to see how that all rolls out. The home visitation too, I mean, the amount of investments that are made there just in terms of dollars is significant. The report came out, you know, and you have Director Cornyn sort of leading the efforts there, and our former colleague Bree Leshick, who's helping her now in those efforts. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the legislature does with that. I think I saw something somewhere where, like, you know, a legislative budget staffer was saying this might be too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you know, we had our event with Director Corcoran and our Medicaid Institute, and you know, I think she put it well, which was, you know, when things are good, that's the time you make investments, because you put in the structural stuff you needed to get people back or to develop opportunities for people to get back in the workforce, and now we need to connect those people to jobs. I mean, collaboration is a part of that, creating good programs is a part of that. You have to have interagency collaboration, and you also have to have that investment. So there's some significant dollars at play.
Right, and that was the same theme we heard in testimony from Director Kim Murnix of the Ohio Office of Budget and Management. Sort of this theme and trope we've heard before of running government like a business. With businesses, there are times when you know you're in downturns and you need to scale back, and there's other times when you have growth and you want to invest more for the future.
Yeah.
And what we're getting out of this administration is, if there's ever a time to sell to a conservative legislature, that now is the time to invest. You know, we have a fully stocked rainy day fund. We've been in a prolonged period of economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to really build up those supports to make sure that our human services programs are sustainable in the long run.
You know, what's interesting about that is you say that, right, on the one hand, and then, you know, and maybe to a hammer, everything looks like a nail, but then you think about Medicaid, right? And the first thing you hear from, you know, the director's testimony is, we're living within the joint Medicaid oversight rate. So for our, you know, for anybody who may be listening, you know, in the budget submission from the state, Medicaid is only allowed to make a certain amount of appropriation based off of a percentage that gets established by a legislative committee, you know, late in the year previous. So like late last year, I think it was, what, November, December, they had a vote on what that rate should be. Well, that meant that they have to kind of be constrained in terms of how they budget for things. And so their investments had to be strategic. And you know, we heard from Director Corcoran, there was no provider rates, right? They are just at the limit that was established there. You know, there's a lot going on in that space. I think that there's going to be some ongoing conversation, but I thought the testimony was pretty clear and straightforward. I think the numbers were interesting. I also thought it was interesting to be a part of a budget testimony where there wasn't a PowerPoint. It's been a few years for that at least. But well, Adam, thank you for giving me your insights on Recovery Ohio. I feel completely ready to not have to read that document again. But to everyone who may be listening, thank you for taking a moment to check out our first podcast. I'm Lauren Anthus.
I'm Adam White.
All right, have a good day and visit our website, communitysolutions.com.